Okay, so picture this.
You're running a healthcare service in Ireland, right?
Okay.
Could be a big hospital, could be a clinic, maybe even a care home. Everything's going great. You've got your systems in place. Patients are happy.
Right.
And then, bam, that letter arrives.
Oh no, not the letter.
You know the one I mean, announcing a HIQA inspection.
Yeah, that does make you sweat a bit, even if you're prepared.
It's enough to make anyone nervous, right?
Absolutely. It's a high-stakes situation for sure.
And understanding why HIQA does what it does can make navigating these inspections, well, less intimidating.
Exactly. And that's why we're here today, diving deep into this new guide they released.
Oh, you mean the Fit to Care one?
Yeah, Fit to Care, a guide for handling inspections, just came out in September.
2023, just last month.
Right, and it's like they're giving us a peek behind the curtain.
Showing us what they're looking for, why they're looking for it.
Trying to make the whole process a bit more transparent.
I like that. So no more hiding the dust bunnies under the beds then.
No more hiding. It's about working together, healthcare providers and HIQA, to continuously improve the quality and safety of care for everyone.
Okay, so it's a team effort now.
That's the idea. Everyone has a role to play.
Love it. But before we get into the nitty-gritty of this new guide,
Sure.
let's do a quick recap for those who might not be totally up to speed on, well, what HIQA actually is.
Of course. So HIQA stand for.
The Health Information and Quality Authority.
You got it. They're the independent watchdog, if you will, for healthcare in Ireland.
Keeping everyone on their toes.
In a way, yes. HIQA was established by the Health Act of 2007.
Makes them sound very official.
They are. Their job is to monitor and drive improvements in the quality and safety of healthcare services.
Across both public and private sectors, right?
You've done your homework. That's exactly right.
So they're not just swooping in on a whim.
Not at all. There's a method to the, as you called it, inspection madness.
And what method is that?
Well, HIQA uses what they call a risk-based approach.
Risk-based meaning.
Meaning they focus their resources where the potential risks to patient safety are highest.
So they're kind of prioritizing based on the likelihood of something going wrong.
Precisely. And you know what's really interesting?
What's that?
This new Fit to Care guide actually gives some clues about what might put a healthcare provider higher on their to be inspected list.
Oh, so you can kind of figure out if you're due for a visit.
In a way, yes. They consider things like previous inspection reports, any complaints they've received from patients, from families, even staff, publicly available performance data, and the types of services offered.
So a facility doing complex surgeries is probably higher risk than one that just does routine checkups.
Exactly. And knowing this, healthcare providers can start to anticipate where HIQA might focus their attention and, make sure those areas are squeaky clean.
So it's all about being proactive, not reactive.
Ooh,
I like it.
that's the name of the game. It's about building solid systems and a culture of safety and quality into the DNA of your organization.
And that brings us to the different types of inspections, because it turns out HIQA has options.
They do indeed. You've got your announced inspections, pretty standard, at least once every 3 years.
Regular checkups for the healthcare system.
Exactly. Then there are the short notice announced inspections, when maybe something seems a bit off, and they give you 24 to 48 hours to get your ducks in a row.
Ah, a little bit of a heads up, just in case.
Precisely. But then there are the dreaded unannounced inspections.
Oh no, just like that, HIQA is at your doorstep.
It can feel that way, but even these unannounced visits have a purpose.
Which is?
To get a real, genuine snapshot of how a facility operates day to day, not just on its best behavior.
Okay, I can see the logic in that, but how can any healthcare provider be constantly inspection ready? It seems like a tall order.
That's where the Fit to Care guide comes in handy, wouldn't you
I
say?
was just about to ask you about that. Is that what this is all about?
It really emphasizes the importance of embedding quality and safety into the everyday routine of the organization.
So no matter when HIQA shows up.
They see a consistent commitment to those standards. It's not about scrambling at the last minute. It's about living and breathing those printails every single day. It's all about making those standards a natural part of how you operate, not a special performance just for HIQA.
So less about quick, everyone look busy when the inspectors arrive.
Exactly.
Makes sense. But let's say an inspection, announced or not, wraps up. Then what? Everyone just exhales and goes back to business as usual.
Not quite. Remember that transparency we were talking about?
Two-way street and all that.
Right. Well, this is where it really kicks in.
You mean it's not just HIQA delivering the verdict from on high?
Not anymore. They actually want to hear from the providers after the inspection.
Wait, really? They're open to being told they might have missed something?
Absolutely. They're committed to getting the full picture, and that means being open to feedback.
Okay, color me impressed. So how does that work?
So within about 30 working days, the provider receives a draft report with the inspection team's findings.
And that's their chance to chime in.
Exactly. If there are factual errors or if the provider feels a judgment was off, they can and should speak up.
So it's a conversation, not a monologue. I
Yeah.
like it. But what happens if the inspection does uncover some issues, things that aren't quite up to standard? That's where things get serious, right?
Well, it's definitely not something to be taken lightly, but the focus is still on working with the provider to make improvements.
Okay, so it's not about punishment.
No, not at all. The draft report includes something called a compliance plan template.
Sounds a tad ominous.
It's really not, think of it as a roadmap for addressing those issues.
So it's more like, here's what needs attention and how to get there.
Exactly. And the good news is HIQA recognizes that some improvements take time, especially if you need extra resources or major changes.
They're not expecting a complete overnight transformation then.
Right. What they're looking for is a realistic plan, commitment to making those changes, and then actually seeing progress over time.
Makes sense. Rome wasn't built in a day, as they say.
Yeah.
But let's say a provider, for whatever reason, just doesn't follow through on that compliance plan. Then what? HIQA just throws her hands up in the air and walks away.
Not a chance. HIQA's responsibility is to the public to make sure healthcare services in Ireland are held to a high standard.
Right, so there have to be consequences.
Well, the guy is very clear. If a provider ignores the compliance plan, doesn't engage constructively, or doesn't show they're really trying to improve, HIQA can and will step up their involvement.
So there are teeth behind that friendly, collaborative approach.
You bet. It's about accountability, making sure things actually change for the better. But the best part is that this guide empowers providers to be a part of the improvement process.
It's about giving them the knowledge and tools to meet those standards, right?
Exactly. And ultimately, it's about making healthcare better for everyone.
Which brings us to the final stage of this whole post-inspection journey. What happens once that feedback period is over and any changes have been made to the report?
Well, HIQA publishes the final report on their website, along with the compliance plan.
So anyone can see who's doing well and who has some work to do.
That's the point, transparency. It holds everyone accountable, both providers and HIQA, and helps drive improvement across the entire healthcare system.
Because when everyone has access to the information,
Everyone benefits.
it's no longer us versus them, but
A collective effort to make healthcare the best it can be.
now that's a message I can get behind. It's amazing how much this one document has changed things.
It really has, this fit to pair guide.
It feels like a whole new chapter for healthcare inspections, you know?
Absolutely. It's not just about like fearing that knock on the door.
Right. It's not just about ticking boxes and hoping for the best.
It's about using these inspections as a way to get better, to learn and improve.
And that's something you mentioned earlier, this whole idea of inspections being a two-way street, not just HIQA coming in and pointing out problems, but also.
But also highlighting the good stuff, the innovations, the successes, sharing best practices. Wouldn't that be
So
amazing?
instead of just fixing what's wrong, it's also about celebrating what's going right.
Exactly. Imagine if providers could say, "Hey, HIQA, come see this new system we've implemented. It's really improving patient care."
And then HIQA could turn around and say, wow, this is fantastic. We're going to share this with other providers so they can learn from your success.
Precisely. We could see a ripple effect of improvement across the entire healthcare system.
Everyone upping their game, learning from each other, striving for excellence.
And that's what it's all about, isn't it? Continuously raising the bar for healthcare in Ireland.
Absolutely. So for everyone listening out there involved in healthcare in any way,
Read this guide.
the Fit2 Care Guide, yes. But don't just read it, really let it sink in.
Embrace the message.
Use it as a roadmap, not just to survive inspections, but to really make a difference.
To provide the best possible care to your patients.
Because at the end of the day, that's what matters most.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
And you know, there's that old saying, sunlight is the best disinfectant.
Meaning.
Meaning this transparency, this open communication, is what's going to make healthcare stronger and safer for everyone in Ireland. And that's a future worth striving for, wouldn't you say?